time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Welcome, everyone. This is Jody DeVere, CEO of AskPatty.com and the Automotive Advice for Women radio show. Thanks for joining us today. Today I have as my guest Vicki Poponi, who is the Assistant Vice President of Product Planning at American Honda Motor Corp. In her role, she leads the product planning team, which has the charter of driving American Honda Motor Company's strategic objectives through representing the needs of the U.S. market and customer in vehicle development. Her team is responsible for Honda and Acura product planning, strategic planning, market research, and quality assurance coordination. Since joining Honda in 2005, she has focused on improving the company's product planning and launch planning processes in order to create a market-driven culture that leverages the strengths of the entire America Honda Motor Corp organization. Welcome, Vicki. I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Jody. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was so much fun to meet you at the launch of the all-new Honda 2013 Accord. What a wonderful event. In fact, my article was posted a couple weeks back with very good reception. But before we talk about the Honda Accord, I'm so curious how you began your career in automotive. I find often that women don't actually grow up and say, hey, I think I'll do a career in automotive. They sort of get to the automotive industry by some circuitous course. So you want to share that with the listeners?
Sure. And I was sort of like that too, the circuitous route. I have an undergraduate degree in chemical engineering, and I spent about a decade in the paper mills working in an operations viewpoint. And I really desired to get out of steel tips. So I went back while I was working full time to get an MBA at Wharton. And one of my colleagues, my classmates there, was in the auto industry who worked for a turbocharging company. And so out of that, I took an interview with Garrett Turbocharging, and I made that ability to move from an operations job in a paper mill to an operations job at a headquarters facility for Garrett Turbocharging. So that's how I changed industries.
And would you say this turbocharged your career?
I think it did. I think it really did. I have to tell you that turbocharging in the automotive industry is a lot more exciting than tissue paper.
I'm sure. And, you know, it sounds to me that you really found a great niche. And so, you know, other than your graduate schools, what other jobs did you have other than working at the paper mill? Sort of what was your path?
Well, so in the past, the paper mills was, you know, process engineering and then operations management and also some organizational development. And then after going to Garrett Turbocharging, I was the director of worldwide operations. I had 15 plants in 13 countries I was responsible for. And then also while I was there, I moved into general management with a profit and loss responsibility for a thermal business that made intercoolers and charge air coolers and exhaust gas recirculating coolers. And I also had a job sort of similar to what I do now, which is sort of the interface for the market and the customer, interfacing with R&D and the engineers and developing new products.
So would you say that your role is sort of interpreting customer needs and then working with the engineering design team to meet those needs? I know you talked a lot about that when, you know, during your presentation in Santa Barbara. Is that a good description?
Yes, absolutely. Our role at American Honda, I guess maybe I should tell you that Honda develops our vehicles from a cross-functional team. We have people from the sales side, which our responsibility is really representing both the U.S. customer, our dealers, in the development of the vehicle, while our R&D facilities are actually the engineers that are doing all the really hard work about the design, testing, all those kind of things. And then we have the manufacturing team that works on the projects, too, to ensure that they can build the cars at the quality that's expected of a Honda.
I see. Interesting. Well, as a woman working in the automotive industry, what has been your greatest challenge, or have you had any challenges related to that? And just in general, you know, one of the things I really you have a spectacular career and a wonderful role at Honda. And I always am curious, you know, how you do it. How do you do it?
Thank you. Thank you for the compliments. You know, I think that the automotive industry sometimes is definitely underrepresented by women, and it's a great industry for women to really stand out since there's still not that many women. And in reality, women buy more than half of all the cars. So I think part of the things is that we need to get more women in hard sciences, because that's really, you know, the automotive industry is truly a science-based, engineering-based industry. And so you need some of that to have some credibility, at least with an organization that's typically driven by engineers. But it's a wonderful thing, because I think that women can really bring that much more attuned maybe to the sensitivities or empathize better with customers in general. And I think that that is helpful.
Yeah, I agree. That's awesome. Well, tell me a little bit more about Honda and your philosophy on delivering an outstanding product for women and families. There was a lot of discussion about the Honda Accord. In fact, I was very tickled that you had several truly non-automotive media at the event. They were way mom bloggers, and they were so much fun.
Yeah, I think that there's a real focus on women and families for Honda also. But our real philosophy starts from the customer first. You know, it's really about them. And so what we try to do is not only empathize with the customers and what's, you know, how do they deal with their cars and their you know, driving requirements and what they're taking around on a daily basis. So we try to think about what's happening in their lives. Plus, we also do a lot of research. There's a lot of syndicated research in the automotive industry about customers and customer wants. And then we also do our own surveys with our own Honda customers to see what they're happy with, what they'd like next. So we take that philosophy about the customer first and how do you really please and delight the customer. And then also what we do is like with the 2013 Accord, I mean, at our event, we talked about the greenhouse, how big the glass area is in the car. And that's really driven because we know people want to be confident about their visibility. And the greater the visibility drivers have, the more confident they are in their capabilities. So we really use that first about building a car, particularly the 2013 Honda Accord, about let's give customers great visibility and design the car around that.
What would you say, you know, from all this vast research that women or women with families are really looking for as far as features and things that really drive their purchasing decision? Can you share some of that information?
Sure. I think that women drivers are really, you know, we're much more balanced in our choices around vehicles. You know, when you look at women versus men, men will opt more sometimes for more horsepower or they're more truck-oriented, where women are really looking at the whole, I guess, the whole smorgasbord of offerings. We're looking at fuel economy, features, all those things. So visibility. But I think really the biggest issue that women look for often is reliability, and I think that's where Honda can really deliver that. You know, none of us really want to get out and have to deal with a car that's broken down anytime. So those reliability factors are really important. The other thing we know about women and family is it's just the convenience and the comfort of the car. And I think that's one of the things that Honda shines on. For example, our Odyssey, which is the top-selling minivan, there was so much work about how to make families happy. The team that developed that car, they had owned 60 Odysseys amongst themselves. So not only did they know about that and raised all their own families in the Odysseys, when they were developing the car, they actually brought in associates and their families in early in the development to see what the families needed. So myself and my husband and my four-year-old daughter at that time got to get into the Odyssey during the development and talk about what was working and what wasn't. They were using my daughter even as a test to see whether she could get easily into the third row or not by pushing a button or she needed mommy's help. So it's really a focus on those small details that really make, I think, Honda's vehicle special and really attuned to women and families.
Yeah, I agree. I think women are definitely in the details, even just the feel of the car and the sort of the comfort things that they're involved, you know, how the steering wheel feels and just how it fits around your body. And because a lot of women are multitasking. We're working, we're taking care of kids, and we practically live in our cars.
Absolutely. So cubby holes, storage areas, all these convenience things are really important. The one thing I have not been able to convince our R&D team to do, and I've gotten a couple requests, is this for special compacts, special compartments for lipsticks. I haven't been able to convince them of that yet.
That's funny. Yeah, I'll tell you, the one thing that still drives me crazy in a lot of vehicles is a place to put your purse to secure it so it doesn't go flying, you know, when you hit a hard stop. And I love it when there's a hook or some restraint or a little something to keep it there, or a really big compartment to stuff a reasonably sized woman's handbag into. Because really, I hate it when everything goes flying, especially when I'm on the freeway.
Yeah, and I think if you look like the CRV, that console we have on the 2012 and our current generation of CRV is big enough to put a reasonable size purse in there. And you'll see some of our products, both for Honda and Acura, coming out in the future that have, you know, big size compartments, and also some interesting features where there's some rubberized stuff so that if you wanted to put it on top of your purse on top of the center console, it's not going to fly around. It'll have a little bit of a grip. So I think our team of engineers is recognizing that and trying to address that.
Yeah, and so I think that's some of the things, like you said, we're looking for all those little refinements, you know, the sweet things that make our life more comfy and the ride more enjoyable. So, you know, in terms of car purchases, and right now, the automotive industry is rolling out a lot of new vehicles, including your new vehicle lineup. And the good news is there's a lot of car buyers out in the market right now. So what important tips would you share on preparing to buy a new car? You know, or even a used vehicle? What are some great ways to really be armed to get the best deal?
I think the best thing to do is do a lot of third-party research. There's a lot of sites out there that customers can go and compare cars, you know, and so say you might take the 2013 Honda Accord and compare it against as a competitive set. You can look at price, fuel economy, features, reliability. There's also J.D. Power says some great things about initial quality surveys, so you can see what the quality levels are when the car comes out. And then there's also reliability surveys, so you can see after 3 years how well the car does. So I think that the customers, when you're looking forward and looking to buy cars, is a couple things. Is one, it's the second most expensive purchase any customer makes, you know, second only to their house. So the other thing that's important is to look at resale value and understand how long you're going to own that car. You know, and that's another area where Honda shines, is that we typically have the highest residual values or resale values. So that when you're looking at your cost of overall ownership, you have to consider all those things. Reliability, how often do you need to take the car to the shop for maintenance, what are the costs there, you know, your fuel consumption. So, again, going back to those third-party sites and trying to compare cars all the way around, I think that's the best thing that they can do.
Well, and there's another source, too, which I think is important to women and also families, is the safety and along with reliability. And I know that the NHTSA and and there's some other sites that they can see what the safety ratings are on the vehicles, because I know that's really important to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's www.safecar.gov.
Right. And, you know, really comparing, because, gosh, especially when you're carrying what I call precious cargo, that's something to really take into consideration.
Absolutely. And in addition to that NHTSA site, the safecars.gov, there's another one, is the Institute of Insurance Institute of Safety, IIHS, that does a lot of crash safety testing themselves with their own criteria. And they put together the top safety pick choices. And this year they're adding another sort of a plus, an ace, you know, a gold star you can get for a new test that looks at if you may happen to crash into a pole or something. And we're happy to say that Accord has already received that. So we're very excited about that.
Awesome. In fact, what I know that you're rolling out the 2013 Honda lineup right now. And I was quite impressed with the Accord. I think it's super stylish. I love the new sexy body style, and it's much more sporty, I think, than the 2012 model. But what other new models is Honda rolling out? What can women look for? In fact, I think they're coming into showrooms this month.
They are. They absolutely are. We've got the whole lineup of the new 2013 Hondas, you know, leading by our flagship is the Honda Accord. And the Honda Accord comes in a four-door, like you said, a nice sedan, and it also comes in a very sporty two-door coupe that'll come to sale in October. The four-door is already on sale. The other things that might are interesting and might appeal to women, you know, if it's a family, we have the 2013 Pilot that's coming to market with new feature content with Bluetooth standard on the base. We have the Odyssey, again, a great choice for families if you're carting around your kids. That comes to market new with Bluetooth, again, on the base. And then a couple other cars that people might not really know about is something like the 2013 Honda Cross Tour, which is an interesting piece. It's for maybe families or women that are getting out of bigger SUVs and want to downsize a little bit but don't want to give up, you know, the hatchback style and a good utility space in the back but want a more sporty car. Or if they want to get out of a sedan and go up, it's sort of a bridge between an SUV and a sedan. And then, of course, you know, a perennial favorite is the CR-V.
And, you know, one of the features that I was really tickled about with the new Honda Accord is the warning, the lane warning system.
The lane light system?
Yeah, that absolutely, that was awesome. And can you talk about that a little bit? Because it comes standard, which is very unusual in, you know, in a mid-sized vehicle like that, right?
All right.
And so go ahead.
The lane watch comes on the EX, so it's not standard. But with the lane watch system, it's an exclusive Honda feature. It basically has a camera on the passenger door side view mirror. And what it does, it gives you a full view of at least three lanes real time while you're driving, so you can see what's actually happening, you know, on the right side of you. So if you're driving down on the 405 or the 5 or one of the freeways and you're on a multiple lane highway, you can actually look back and see if somebody's in your lane or the two lanes over is getting in there. It's also great to be able to see bicyclists when you go to turn. It's activated by turning the turn signal. It pops up on the center screen so you can see exactly what's on the side of you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I thought it was standard all. So that's good to know. The other thing that I think is very interesting for women is the new product that you have for the interactive, the ability to interact with your social network and the GPS system that you have, the console. Can you talk about a little bit about that, about the interconnectivity? Because I think, you know, there are a lot of people, again, who are really multitasking and keeping in touch. And us ladies, boy, we're addicted to our social interactions. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, with the new 2013 Honda Accord, we're introducing Honda Link, which is it's basically where you can link your smartphone to the car, and then there's a cloud-based system that you can go in through AHA Radio, make a bunch of personal choices what you want. It might be like audiobooks you can download or connection to Facebook. And the great thing is that because we do multitask, it can get very distracting. So the protocols and what you see in the car are specifically developed so that it reduces the driver distraction than you would have just looking on your own smartphone. So it's a great feature, lots of customization to be able to do that, and you'll see that on the 2013 Honda Accord and also the 2013 Honda Cross Tour.
Yeah, in fact, it's voice. A lot of this is voice activated. My co-driver and I tested that; it worked really well.
Great, yeah, our hands-free and the voice activation is getting better over. You know, every year it gets better yet.
Yeah. So, tell me something. I'm always curious. What kind of car or truck do you drive? Or maybe you have multiple vehicles. And if you had a dream car, what would it be?
Well, because I'm in product planning, I basically change my car every week or 2 weeks. So this week I'm driving a CR-V, an EX, and last week I was driving an Acura TSX Sport Wagon. And every time I drive one of our cars, I have to admit, maybe I'm biased, but I fall in love with them, like, oh, I have to buy this car. But I think that right now my dream car is really the Acura NSX that we showed a concept at this past Detroit Auto Show that's in development here in the U.S. in Ohio, and that will come to the market by the end of 2014. That's a car that's just absolutely wonderful. It's a perfect balance of man-machine synergy. It's great-looking. It's a hybrid. It's just a performance-based hybrid. So right now that's my dream car.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you brought up. Your plant in Ohio. you know, Japanese car maker plant in Ohio. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that people don't know about Honda is that 85% of all our cars are built, cars and trucks are built right here in North America. Our biggest plant in North America is in Marysville, Ohio. We have one close to Ohio, too, another one at ELP, which is East Liberty Plant. We have a plant in Indiana, and we also have a plant in Alabama. There are U.S. facilities. People also don't know that a lot of, in fact, all our trucks are really developed and designed here in the U.S. also in our R&D facility, which is also in Raymond, Ohio. And then we also have a design facility here in Los Angeles. So we're very focused on being in the location where our customers are from an R&D perspective and a manufacturing perspective.
So tell me another thing about Honda. I know there's a lot of things that Honda does from a U.S. point of view and in diversity and charitable donations. Tell me a little bit about the culture of Honda.
Well, I think that the culture of Honda is really about trying to do good. It's a company that we want to be a company that society wants us to exist. So we really want to do good in our local neighborhoods and for really about putting our heart in the local neighborhoods and where we have businesses. And we're really broad across the U.S. We've got R&D facilities, warehouses, a lot of things. There's a lot of focus on volunteerism, so associates are able to volunteer up to a week of time and even more, you know, on a paid basis. So we invest a lot in the local communities, and we really do try to, you know, focus on helping everybody else.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Vicki. Is there anything else you would like to add, just about what you're up to? What's next for you at Honda, and what do you have to look forward to now that you've rolled out these new models? What's next?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. As like a proud mama, I can't wait to see the response for the 2013 Honda Accord. We've spent over three years developing that car and looking at what customers need, and so we're hoping to find out that we've met their needs. And then also, not only that, is just finding out what we missed so that we can improve the product with the next minor model change.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being my guest. And to all of our listeners out there, you know, get out to the showrooms. Take a few test drives. Boy, I certainly enjoyed test driving the 2013 Honda Accord. And by the way, I test drove a stick shift. And boy, that's not something you get to do very often. And boy, was it sporty and fun. So get out there and test drive some of these new vehicles and find out for yourself the great product they're making right now. Thank you so much, Vicki. I really enjoyed having you as a guest on my show. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.